Welcome back to Lunchtime Conversations. And today with me, your host, Annette Weiser, is our favorite book correspondent. But he's more than just a book correspondent. Dominic Holworth from Book and Bottle. I want to start off by congratulating you. You were accepted to a very prestigious program, Eckerd College's Writers Conference. We call it Writers in Paradise. So tell me a little bit about what you're working on, and then I just want to let people know that they can attend the evening speakers talk. So tell us a little bit about this wonderful, wonderful accolade for you.
Oh, well, first of all, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me back on, and that's always a total pleasure. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm attending, as you said, Writers in Paradise at Eckerd College. They've been doing it for at least over 20 years now, but this is my first time attending. They have a litany of incredible, incredible authors from all over the nation, and I believe even beyond, coming into our beautiful little Sunshine City to teach us the written word. And I am the luckiest person in the world because I am going to be working on a short story of mine with the incomparable Karen Russell, who a lot of you probably know from Swamplandia, which split the Pulitzer back in, I think, 2007. And her book this year, The Antidote, which I read a little bit earlier last year and just totally loved. So I'm completely bewildered. I can't believe it's actually here and actually happening.
Well, as you know, we talked about it, and I want to just say that Deb Carson, who ended up writing the Flow book, Pam Cedarquist, famous director, who is now living in Albania and running the Film Bureau there, there have been so many wonderful people that have come through this. I want to mention, folks, before we start talking about Book and Bottle, first of all, you can get a lot of these books at Book and Bottle, but I want to talk about the free speaking engagements. On Sunday, Michael Connelly, Monday, January 19th, Andre Dubus, Dee Dee Jackson, Karen Russell, who Dominic will be working with. January 20th is Madeline Blaise, Michael Korchia, Stuart Honan, Thursday, Jill Bielowski, Laura Lippman, and Les Standiford, who is actually responsible as one of the founders. And then on January 23rd, the incomparable Ann Hood, Major Jackson, and Luis Alberto Araya. And I know that a lot of these people are people that you celebrate at Book and Bottle. So with no further ado, Dominic, I'm going to turn the show over to you. It is your show. And we're going to talk about the new you and self-help and what you are liking and what people might want to read.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's very wonderful watching people come into Book and Bottle with all of these wonderful new reading goals. A lot of people simply just want to read more in the new year. And so we are trying to curate a really great list for them to make sure we're hitting all of the different spots when it comes to wanting to maybe have more peace in the new year and a little bit more journaling. We have books like the classic Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist, up front, which is such a beautiful, illuminating read. We also have a brand new book from Matthew McConaughey, Poems and Prayers. You might remember him from, obviously, all of his incredible acting, but also his wonderful book, Green Lights, which was an absolute smash hit. He decided to also release Poems and Prayers, which is a small and really beautiful book on his poetry and different continued thoughts on how to cultivate ourselves. In related situations, I love a lot of people are trying to journal more, and a lot of people are trying to write more. So very much in vain of Writers in Paradise, we have a really, really great writing reference section in Book and Bottle. Some of my favorites is the great Mary Oliver, who is one of my favorite poets. She wrote a book called The Poetry Handbook, which really moves through the ins and outs of finding yourself as a poet. And in that way, the way that whenever we write, we find ourselves, not only you as a poet, but you as a human being experiencing the world. Something that we really do love curating at Book and Bottle is the idea of discovery. And not only discovering your new favorite book, but discovering who you are, not only in the space, but when you come across the mirror, a new book, or the mirror of you as you write a poem for the first time and shock and delight yourself.
I love that. Shock and awe, shock and awe. And, you know, I'm planning, I can't wait. So I need a reset. And Book and Bottle is doing Plans and Pages, a reading resolutions, and a vision boarding workshop on Sunday, January 11th, and the Sassy Scribe hopes to be there in person. Tell us a little bit about this, because I can't believe how I think this is so important. Whatever your dreams are, whatever your reading goals are, and, you know, I was talking to Dawn Hunter, of course, is a podcaster with us, about her Nerd Night. You know, I think everyone should have a vision board every year. So tell me a little bit about this incredible program that's coming up.
Aw. Well, one thing that I really do love about our space is it's, as you can plainly see, it's not just a bookstore. You're not just coming in to do that thing, or just a wine bar. It's really a space in which you can come, relax, rest, and really find yourself and find the best version of yourself, the version you like most. And so with this event, our wonderful Andy, our event and marketing director.
Love Andy.
Love Andy, really the sweetest and one of the smartest people I know. She is transforming the space so you're getting private crafting time that's close to the public. You have materials design, the vision board of your dreams, and to map out all of the book goals that you could possibly have. We're going to have guided inspiration, different tips to focus your energy, to really let the creativity flow. What I really love about our staff and about sort of the book and bottle ethos is, you know, when you're being creative, when you're being playful, there's no wrong answers. You know, you can't be wrong in the sandbox because we're just playing, you know. And so if that sounds like your bag, then this is the time to do it.
You know, and our friend Margot Hammond, also one of our arts correspondents, of course, has done these kind of vision boarding things at the Dolly, and then she did one at Sunken Garden. So this isn't just some hippy-dippy woo-woo thing for those of you who have never done it. And I like the idea that you get to cut out magazine images. I've always mm-hmm. done this for myself, but it's sort of like there's this, it's like almost when you write, right, Dominic, and you've mm-hmm. got like a point, you've got a point, a writing prompt. Well, the magazine yeah. images give you a thinking vision prompt. So I love that. So moving on from the self-help and the new you books, can you tell me a little bit about new local authors that have come in? And then I want to talk to you about some of the great fiction and magical reads that are, and romantic reads that are coming to the book and bottle.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when it comes to great local authors, something that I just really adore is having several poets constantly coming in and walking in through our doors and, you know, signing our books. One thing I really loved was a couple weeks ago, in addition to our poets, is the great Brittany Renew, who I adore. She is a big friend of the shops, but she wrote Lion of Fire, and that is a cross between Chronicles of Narnia and Percy Jackson. So young adult, enemies to lovers, fantasy, really, really wonderful. She found a new publisher. The book looks absolutely fire, no pun. Well, come on, every single pun intended, I should say. I mean, it's me.
Hey, I'm watching Percy Jackson, so don't just say young adults. This old adult is just, yeah. just totally, and it's
hey,
all because of you.
This young at heart adult. No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, some people say young adult, and they mean, it's like, come on, I be reading young adults, okay? Because we're all young at heart. But yeah, so I would love her. She has a book signed at the shop. And that's what's so beautiful about having local authors in the shop, is that they become your friends. They don't become this intangible voice that you can never get close to. They are your buddies. And so it's a beautiful thing. When it comes to new fiction that is out and is constantly coming out, we have Half His Age by Jeanette McCurdy coming out in the next few months. Jeanette McCurdy, you might know, came out with this incredible memoir, Happy That My Mom Died, that really just blew the hinges off of publishing, especially for Simon & Schuster. And she has a new fiction, her first fiction novel coming out in January 20th. Which we're really, really excited to see. And then we're seeing some really awesome books that were in hardcover the last few years finally make the way to paperback. Some people refuse to read hardcovers. I respect it. You know, I want to crack that spine. I want to just be able to throw it in my bag. But James by Percival Everett, the incredible retelling of Mark Twain's Huck Finn, will be coming out in paperback this month, as well as Heartwood by Amity Gage. So if you like your thrillers with a little bit of a ecological, foresty feel, then this one is absolutely for you.
I want to tell you some of the new fantasy stuff, and I want you to tell me, you probably know these, Snake Eater by T. Kingfisher, Fallen Gods by Rachel Van Dyken, Persephone's
Absolutely.
Curse, Katrina Leno, The House of the Cerulean Sea, T.J. Klune, Katabasis, R.F. Quang, and The Magicians, Lev Grossman. I mean, there's fantasy is big.
Fantasy is huge. Fantasy is popping off right now, and I love it because people want to dive into these other worlds. I really love Katabasis by R.F. Quang. Just the woman cannot do any wrong, whether she's writing literary fiction, whether she's writing these giant war scenes like for the Poppy War, or with Katabasis, this dark academia descent into Hades is just so flushed out and so bewildering. And then on the other side, we have T.J. Klune, like you mentioned, who writes just like, he writes sort of like a DreamWorks movie. It's just so cozy and sweet and cute and lovely. So if you need a sort of escape into something that's just holistic and kind, T.J. Klune is just your guy.
Well, you know, I love historical fiction. I know you do, too. And I just came across Canticle by Janet Rich Edwards, historical fiction set in the 13th century Bruges. Tell me a little bit about some of the historical fiction that you've got there that you're liking.
Oh, absolutely. So I am a big fan. Everyone really loves Kristen Hannah, who I adore. But there's another KH name that I also equally like, Kristen Harmel. Kristen Harmel is actually from Orlando, and she is a really, really wonderful person, really wonderful writer. She came out last year with a book called The Stolen Life of Colette Marceau, which is a book about a professional jewel thief who, decades after World War II, is forced to confront her past when this bracelet linked to her sister's disappearance resurfaces in Boston. So you're getting World War II, you're getting jewel thief, you're getting this interconnected sister like mystery. It's everything in one. I think it's her most ambitious novel yet, and it also totally sticks the landing like Simone Biles, you know? So love that, especially if you like World War II.
Wow. And, you know, I tell you the other thing that I'm loving are there's so many good essay books. I'm reading Feast on Your Life, Kitchen Meditations for Every Day from Tamar Adler. It's very food-centric,
yeah.
And I love the food-centric books because, you know, I love anything that is food-related, and my belly shows it. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, the Food Network has a huge following. People love cookbooks, and I know that you have some there. Tell us a little bit about this genre and what people could look for.
Oh, for sure. One of my favorites from this past year was Something from Nothing by Alison Roman.
Alison Roman, right.
Yes. Really big in the food world. What's very interesting is she opened up a pantry grocery store in upstate New York. It's been her dream to do this. And so she followed suit by making a cookbook that kind of associated with it, in the sense that her Something from Nothing is literally made with simply pantry staples. So when it's the very end of the day and you're like, God, I can't go grocery shopping. I have no time. I have to, you know, I have my kids. I have everyone around me. Like, how can you still make a nutritious, fun, tasty, interesting meal? And with Something from Nothing, she makes it. It's really wonderful. I've been using some of the recipes. So love her. I'm a big pantry person, as was my mother.
I am a big pantry person. You can go into my pantry and you can whip up a puttanesca or anything you might like, right?
Oh, absolutely. Big sauce guy. Oh my God. I love creating just a sauce and just letting my Sicilian ancestors speak through to me and seeing what I have that I can throw in to make it extra tasty. And, you know, that's the same thing I was talking about before with the vision boarding, is that sense of play. You know, it's just finding your way along.
Absolutely. Now, we love contemporary romance, and of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. I could always use a little bit of advice on that. What are the great romances or literary fiction that you have that you would recommend to people?
Absolutely. excuse me. So, some of the great romances that were excuse me. So I'm sorry. I just got so excited and proclaimed by the romances.
You're all choked up over it, Dominic.
I'm just a romantic, you know, I'm a big Pisces, big-hearted guy. one of my favorite romance authors is Emily Henry, which a lot of people talk about her. But what I really love is that she has one of her books is turning into a movie, People We Meet on Vacation. And so that is back in the zeitgeist, and people are discovering that book for the first time, which is really, really, really lovely. One of my favorite romance slash literary fiction books that came out last year was Heart the Lover by Lily King. I tell you, Nanette, this book ran through book and bottle like a very sappy, very beautiful play. It was, everyone read it, everyone enjoyed it. It's about this love triangle between this young girl in college and these two men, but then you start to understand that the love triangle isn't really between them, but between a life imagined and a life actually lived. It's
oh, wow.
Stunning. It's gorgeous. You get the romance, but you also just get to really experience the grand arch of this woman's life in this scope that only a book can give you. Absolutely wonderful. Heart the Lover by Lily King. Not one
Love
of
Love that. Love that. Tell us, Don, what you're reading these days. What's on your bookshelf? Always interesting.
Well, I am currently, so what's funny about being a bookseller is I'm always sort of living 2 or 3 months ahead of time. Because I get these advanced reading copies from the publishers. So I always want to know what's coming out. That way I can bring you the best new stuff. Right now I'm reading a book from this wonderful Mexican author, Brenda Navarro. It's called Eating Ashes. And it's about this immigrant from Mexico in Barcelona, haunted by her younger brother, Diego. And explores themes of migration, grief, separation. She uses flashbacks in this really melodic, really intense way. It's translated by Megan McDowell, who's one of my favorite translators. Never thought I would say that, of being like, oh, I'm going to find my next favorite book by looking at what this woman is translating. But you find that you kind of have the same taste as some of these people, and you're like, I guess I'll just read whatever she's translating. So that's what I'm reading right now. Very literary, very beautiful. And then I have a big stack of books waiting for me on my side table of things that are coming out in like April and May. And so I'm excited to dive into those like a big dragon with his gold.
What is your reading resolution for 2026?
You know, I've thought about that a lot, and a lot of people have numbers. And honestly, I just want to read good books. And I know that seems to be obvious, but some people ask me, how do you read so much? And I read only I love. That's just the truth. I will not force my way through a book. And so I'm telling people, if you're struggling with your book, please stop and let's find something that works for you, because there's something out there. So, yeah, just read good books. That's my reading resolution.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I say is if you feel that you want to skip to the back and you want to read the ending first, go for it. Why not? It's like dessert. Why not eat dessert first? I mean,
exactly.
Everyone has a different way of reading. I mean, I love to have 6 or 7 books and my New Yorker, and I go back and forth. And quite honestly, I've always been mean to myself, like, I need to read this. I must read this. You have taught me the joy of just browsing. So, you know, for those who don't know, tell people where they can learn more on the website. About Book and Bottle, the events, and what the address is, please.
Yes, bookandbottlestpete.com, and the address is 17 6th Street, St. Petersburg, Florida. Hope to see you.
Thank you so much for Radio St. Pete, Nanette Weiser, with Dominic Haworth, not just an incredible podcaster with us, but a book buyer and a delightful gentleman. Dom, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.